get it started in here.
And the bass keep running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and you're on.
There's no disrespect. Someone up on my rhyme, you break my neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect, collect the rhythm effect. So lose your inner vision, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we beat out, girl, I'm putting heat out. You wouldn't believe how we wash it out. Burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south.
Everybody, let's get to it, get to it. Get started, get started, get started. Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started in here.
Let's get it started in here with our debate today of should the times of the school be changed from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, or I think it should be changed from that time to 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's just easy for everybody because then we don't have to wake up so early. To my left right now, I got Zimmerman. What do you think? Agree with me?
I agree with you, Kyle Cullen.
Really, Kyle Cullen?
I mean, Jack Simon. But first, we just want to remind all our viewers that the program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJs and not necessarily of WDOT or other WDOT stations.
I mean, you got Kyle and I.
We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
This has been a disclaimer. That's like a 4 and a 9. That right there.
It's like confusing.
Me
Brad
being the
Pitt
9 and Kyle being the 4.
With Nicholas Cage.
That one up. Speaking of Kyle, he's to my right, and let's see what he thinks.
Francesca Guy.
I think that school time should be changed from 8
changed?
To 3. They should not be changed. They should stay the same, and I know Sam Timothy and Francesca agree with me, don't you?
Sam, do?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Keep
on.
It the
I
same.
Don't. I don't.
Hang on.
Change
one
it.
At a time. And keep it the same?
No. Keep it the same completely.
Francesca?
Yes, I agree.
And I
do not agree. Because
Thanks. You say it should be changed like Jack and...
Of course, I'm a zombie in the morning. I cannot function in the morning.
Mm. Yeah, well, are you a zombie at night?
I know everybody.
Gosh, what? I think he is.
And actually, we have evidence to back up what we think. First of all, it is proven that studies show later openings lead to better grades. And because the more you sleep, the more you ready you are for school.
But
if you're ready, then you get to learn. You get to move on to a beautiful college and a beautiful life.
You're not necessarily sleeping more because if school ends later, sports end later, after school activities end later, and you're probably up later studying and doing your work.
In fact, also... since you'll have less time for these extracurricular activities, you won't have time to enjoy your time as well as rest. But also studies show that students who are in extracurricular activities are 50% less likely to use drugs or alcohol. So you'll be more involved in the school environment without being irresponsible.
So you're saying that the more you're in the school, the less likely you are to be irresponsible.
Yes.
Something like that. All right. Well, who actually goes home at 3 o'clock? Who actually opens his book and gets to his homework right away?
I always complete my homework in school.
In school?
Yeah.
So who actually does it right when you get home, 3 o'clock?
Sometimes I have sports, so sometimes I'll get home
exactly
past 7:30.
So if you get home at 4 or 7:30, if you have sports, whatever it is, you're probably more likely to get started right then because you know, all right, I don't have this hour to waste.
Plus, with your argument saying that you're going to have to spend more time doing work for your schools later, for schoolwork later, you can easily get schoolwork done during your off periods. Homework can be easily completed during your off periods if you go to the library and actually do the work.
But there's only so many off periods you can get, and there's always more work that you'll have to do. You can't really complete, let's say, a 7-page paper in an hour.
You've been why would you complete a 7-page paper in a day? You would obviously have more time to do it. You just got to try to, at least, it's about time management,
but
not really about the length of the school day.
According to your length of the school day, we won't have as much time to do it in the first place.
It's still the same length, it's just that it just starts a tiny bit later.
Yes, but it ends later, which gives us less time after school to get our work done.
With after school, usually average practice at Stroud High School sports, they usually last, I'd say it was about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yes.
And
you can easily go home during that time. After you go home, you can just try to get your work done. It's not really that difficult. It's just about time management on the person. It's not about the whole school.
What happens when you have an away game?
You know,
and you get home at 9 o'clock.
Which is about time management for the student.
And that's not about the program at home.
It takes time to change.
One person at a time,
factor that contributes to them, man.
One person at a time.
Listen.
Sam, you were saying?
All the little factors contribute to time. I mean, the bus is going to take longer, changing takes a long time, and you're away, so it's going to be, I don't know, an extra 45 minutes at some times.
So, if you're away, why don't you just bring your books onto the bus and do a little homework there?
You can't.
I mean, that's not really a great working environment. You're not going to get a lot done on the bus.
Well, I differ. I've done a lot of work on anywhere through the years, on any bus, car.
That may be a special, like, you may be able to do that, but I'm sure a lot of kids can't
do
that.
Think of the average student.
The average student is really capable of getting out his binder, using that as a work surface, and completing his work.
But
well,
also
efficiently, I don't think so.
Extracurricular activities have also been shown, without doing work, you're going to this activity to have fun and be involved in the school and do what you want to do, whether it's sports, that's
clubs.
What you sign up for. And they've also been shown, kids have said in studies, that they relieve stress and they get them involved with more friends and the school community. It also shows that you are, to employers and colleges, that you are a more well-rounded person and human being, and that you can communicate with others that are different from you much better than somebody who may have better grades but is not involved.
You're a little lively for being Francesca. You sound a little bit like an infomercial.
Oh,
come on,
thank
get
you.
Into this a little. Just read it off. Come on.
Now, Jack, in the future, you say you get a job, and starting time is 6 o'clock in the morning. You've gone to school all your life, waking up at 8:30 maybe, to go to school that starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay, that's not...
You're
really
in a very tough situation. If you start waking up at, I don't know, 6:30 to go to school at 7, you're in a much better situation to work early.
All right. You can change your sleeping habits from the time you get out of high school to the time you get a job that may start at 6:30.
And what if you want a job after school and you're in high school? What if a high school student wants a job?
So you can go get one.
So school is going to end at 4, you know, he'll start his job at 5, work till 8, come home, do work, and go to sleep at 12?
It wouldn't necessarily take that long. It's about it's about time management. Again, this isn't based off the school. The problem is if you don't finish your homework, it's the student's fault, not the school's. It's about how well you can manage your time after your program.
Let's remember,
time management more of an issue?
Kids take these AP classes and honors classes, and they have clubs and sports, and
you keep going back to that argument. But honestly, if school start, okay, basically if school was to start at 9 o'clock and 4, the average thing would be about like 2 hours, and then when they get home, it would be about like 6 o'clock. From 6 to 12. You can probably get a lot of your work done.
And then you're going to sleep really late.
You don't have to just sleep at 12. You can do it sooner.
You're saying
before school.
You're saying you want to sleep later, but you're losing sleep at night anyway, so the amount of sleep that you get isn't changing per person. You just have less time.
Hang on,
the only difference is you have less time after school to do what you want.
Everyone calm down. Zimmerman's having a conniption over here. If you have now that extra hour from when it comes up at 9 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock, you can do some work in the morning also.
Exactly.
Yeah. But who has time to do that in the morning? Don't forget, you have your commute. You also said you would get home around 6. That's almost impossible. Having a 2-hour rehearsal or sports, whatever, practice after school from 4 o'clock, you would be done at 6. Then it takes time for you to get home. Most kids have an hour commute, which is from like 7 o'clock.
An hour commute?
No
you
way.
Have to wait for the... Yes, I've had...
Wait for
I've
the
had half students. Half you have to wait half an hour for the bus... To get for after school buses, then another half hour to get home.
What are you doing while you're waiting for that bus?
So you're waiting
in the cafeteria. Do homework then.
You can't. Well, honestly, you'd be so immersed in your work. What kind of student is able to focus on two things at once? It's impossible for any person to focus
on. You're focusing on doing your work while you're in the
cafeteria. Yeah, exactly. So you miss the bus. And then you have to wait even later.
You have to focus on.
But Francesca, it's called multitasking.
It's not that easy. Actually,
multitasking is a very hard thing to do.
Actually, check to see if the bus is there. It's not really multitasking. You're doing one thing. All right, 20 minutes. Okay, let me look and see if the bus is there.
But multitasking with homework is not a good thing. You want to concentrate on one thing. You're waiting for your bus.
You have to
put your stuff away. You're thinking of other things. You're not just thinking of your homework.
Okay, so let me sit there in front of where the bus, wherever it is. I'm just going to sit there and stare straight ahead.
If you're waiting at
that spot for an hour, all the time, is that really count as a task? Just staring right at that bus?
What are you saying? Dude, if you're writing an essay in the cafeteria waiting for a bus, the bus comes, you're halfway through a sentence, and you come home, you're like, wait, what was I even writing? You totally forget what you were talking about.
Then you have more problems than just the different times of school if you forget what you were talking about.
Don't forget.
The bus drive might be, I don't know, a 30-minute, 25-minute drive.
Don't forget, you also need time to eat dinner. You have to take care of your well-being as well. So you have to eat dinner. You have to do it. Don't forget, other children have chores to do at home as well.
Yeah, but that's more
not
effective.
Everybody has the same thing.
That's more effective on time management than anything else.
There's only so much time you can have, though.
Exactly.
This is all true, but when it comes really down to it, is what is going to help the students in the grades?
Jack, we took a poll. I took a poll, actually. 50 students I asked, do you concentrate more towards the end of the school day?
Said no.
34 people said no towards the end of the school day. 16 people said yes.
So
it's a 2-to-1 ratio of no to yes.
Yeah, wouldn't more sleep help them concentrate to the end of the day?
But Jack, if you want to increase the school day to 4 o'clock, more people are not going to concentrate.
It's not increasing, it's just changing it so you can get more hours of sleep and
wake up earlier.
But the study shows it supports my thought. You're not
making any more sleep because kids are going to have to stay up later to get all this work done.
If you're coming home later.
We're keeping sleep the same amount of time because you're going to sleep later. But we are losing an hour. According to us, we want to keep our time after school. You want to lose more time after school and gain more time in the morning.
Okay. Who actually goes home right after school and does homework for 6 straight hours with nothing else?
Exactly. But what you were saying before is that you'd have time to do all this homework when you get home. By the time you get home, it would be like 7 o'clock.
That's all.
And who would start
you have
homework?
Sports or any after
school?
A lot of kids do after school activities.
Yeah, but there are also people who don't do after school activities who can still function well with this. The thing is, you guys keep going back to the same argument, but the matter is, the answer to the argument is time management on the student itself. It's not on anyone else.
But
the student has to be responsible.
But you're limiting the amount of time that we have to manage.
You're directly adding a limiting factor.
So here's the thing. We still have that extra. It's not really that matter of losing an hour. It's just how you can adjust. It's also just mainly how well the student adjusts to it. That's on you. It's not on the school. As an adult, you're not going to be able to have time as much time after school. You're going to have work. You're going to have responsibilities. High school is supposed to help you teach you to grow up and also.
So then, why are you sleeping until 9 if it's not?
How much time you have in college. To do studies and stuff like that. It's not gonna be just like with school. You're gonna be able to go home. You're gonna have to spend time. You're gonna have to spend time really focusing on your studies and stuff like that. So
also, if you have less time, you're gonna want to start earlier.
Yeah, but yes, I think the studies and everything that we're talking about is more on time management on the student. Even if we kept the school day the same, and it would still everything. I mean. Is going to be reflected on the student at the end of the day. You have to look at it like that.
Why
even
not?
Because even if you do change the time, their personal habits are going to get in the way of that.
But not only is changing the time of school to later taking away time for us to do work, but it takes away time to do things that you like for your own freedom.
We still want to be kids. I don't want to be in school at 4 o'clock. Let's be real here.
Yeah, come on. I want to be a kid still. I know I'm starting to work harder, but I want to be a kid. I want to be working until 12.
But we got to do it. And if we're going to have to do it, it's nice to have a little extra sleep.
Okay. It's also nice to have a little time to do what you want in your life.
Yeah.
Again, you keep saying extra sleep, but you're not getting any extra sleep.
You're not getting any extra sleep because you're going to sleep later. You're not getting extra sleep, so... That argument is invalid.
You're not getting extra sleep later.
It's the same exact thing.
Right now, with school at 8 o'clock, kids are still staying up to 12 o'clock.
I know.
The same exact thing. Kids will stay up till 1 because school ends an hour later.
they're procrastinating, and if they know they have less time, they're more, they're less likely to.
No, they won't. If they're fighting
the student, procrastination.
How? Where have you found this to be true?
What?
How are they less likely?
Because
to
I know for myself, and I've asked a few other people if I have.
That seems like I don't know. I'm not really sure about that.
It doesn't seem like
Doctor Professor Simon.
This doesn't seem
Mr.
like a
doctor.
I'm
trying
to say
I'm
that
doctor.
Again. I'm going back to time management skills. I mean, like, let's say you have a job that starts at 6. You're going to get there at 6 whether you like it or not if you want that job. So even regardless of if they change or not, you're still going to have to get there.
Yeah.
So I think that for, you know,
so
even if they change it, everything is probably going to still remain the same because you still have to do what you have to do. You still have to graduate high school, you
mm-hmm.
know.
But then you have to give up time to do other things.
Well,
the school day.
As a senior, I have to give up a lot of time to different projects. How do you think I feel
as of right
that?
Now, as right now in our lives, our job is to be students, nothing more.
Or
nothing
some
less.
Kids have jobs as jobs. Some kids yeah. have jobs to look out for their family. Some kids have commitments to clubs.
Well, we're not
some
telling
kids
you
have
can't do that anymore. All we're saying is that we're going to try to help you do your most important job, which is to.
But why is that the most?
Well
it might
school.
Not be the most important job.
But right, doing well in school is not the most important job.
It is for a bunch of kids, but there are kids that need to do things after school.
We're not saying you can't. I mean,
but you're saying that we have to start
well,
later.
In jail, you
we have less
all
time.
Time.
You're limiting. Yes, you're limiting the time that we have to do these things.
All right, so we're going to give one last parting shot for everybody to have of their closing arguments. Tickin, you can start in the corner.
I believe that regardless of whether we change the time or not, this it's going to reflect on the student's time management skills because the student's going to have to alter his sleeping pattern to conform with it. So, yes, I would like to go to school at 9, but then again, I'm not involved with any after-school activities, so I can't speak for the people who are involved in after-school activities.
Francesca?
I believe that it's better to just keep things the same because so far everybody's been doing pretty well in school. After all, Paul D. Schreiber High School is known to be one of the best schools in this district. So I think it's better to just keep the time the same because it's not about time management if you don't have the time to manage.
Sam?
I totally agree with Francesca, and to expand a little bit. You know, later school day would just, it would change everything. Less time to hang out with friends, I don't know, do sports, job hours would change. It would affect so much why we change it.
Mm-hmm. And you're not even gaining sleep anyway when you say that you're gaining sleep to sleep till 9, but you're going to sleep later, you have more to do after school, you know. It's not really changing anything, really.
No, because when kids get home, this will be my point, Jack. Kids get home, and when they see the clock hit 8 o'clock, they're going to have to start doing it. That's for everybody.
No, it isn't.
Jack.
That's for you.
No, what's it called?
Even though you lose an hour, you gain an hour of sleep. You guys keep saying that you're going to lose time to do it. It doesn't matter. The student has to be responsible. That's what the main thing in high school. It's about to help us become responsible adults. If you don't do the work, it's on your part. If you say because it's after school activities, your teacher won't understand.
And that's it for us. Thank you for being here on WDOT The Dot.